Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of hypospadias found under the pediatric section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A child is born with a urethral opening located between the tip of the gland's penis and the base of the scrotum. Let's continue with an introduction to hypospadias. As a reminder, this refers to an abnormality of the anterior urethral and penile development. There is a urethral opening that is ectopically located on the ventral side of the penis, proximal to the tip of the gland's penis. The urethral opening may be located in the scrotum or perineum. The position of the urethral meatus defines the type of hypospadias. Remember that the penis is more likely to have associated ventral shortening and curvature with more proximal defects. In terms of the etiology, this is caused by congenital defects during development of the urethra. It may be associated with family history of the disorder or infertility treatment. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms may include urination that follows the path of the malpositioned urethral meatus. On exam, one may note a meatal location between the tip of the glands and the perineum. The glands configuration may be splayed open in distal cases. Skin coverage deficits must be noted, and chordae may be appreciated resulting in an abnormal curvature of the penis. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about ambiguous genitalia, genital anomalies, and error in circumcision. With regards to the diagnosis, remember that this is based on clinical observation alone. And in terms of the family history, remember that familial transmission may be identified, and infertility treatment should also be documented. IVF has been associated with a higher incidence of hypospadias. In terms of treatment, there is no medical management. Surgical intervention includes surgical repair. This is indicated in cases proximal to the gland's penis. It may not be indicated in less severe cases. Remember that multiple surgical approaches and methodology exist in the literature, and it is usually performed before 1 year of age. Complications related to hypospadias include post-surgical complications, meatal stenosis, urethral strictures or diverticula, recurrent urinary tract infections, and permanent phallic malformation. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that this ranges widely depending on the location and severity of anatomic abnormality. The surgical outcomes range, but as surgical technique and microsurgery improve, the future prognosis is expected to increase significantly. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to hypospadias, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A newborn male is found to have a urethral opening on the ventral side of his penis. This abnormality is a result of which of the following? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, incomplete fusion of the urethral duct. Choice 2, incomplete fusion of the urethral folds. Choice 3, incomplete fusion of the labial scrotal swellings. Choice 4, dysgenesis of the genital tubercle. Or choice 5, vitelline fistula. The best answer to this question is choice 2, incomplete fusion of the urethral folds. Hypospadias is a congenital anomaly resulting from incomplete fusion of the urethral folds. Male and female genitalia arise from common precursor embryonic structures. In males, the urethral folds fuse to form the ventral wall of the penis and the penile raphae. In females, the urethral folds do not fuse, but remain separated, forming the labia minora. Similarly, in the male with hypospadias, the urethral folds remain inappropriately separated, leading to the urethral opening on the ventral aspect of the penis. An important high-yield association for the USMLE is to not circumcise patients with hypospadias, as the tissue removed is often used in the reconstruction of the defect. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. The urethral duct is a duct extending from the yolk sac to the apex of the bladder during embryonic development. If the urethral duct fails to close, a patent urethrus results, and urine leaks from the umbilicus. Choice 3. The labial scrotal swellings form the scrotum in the male and the labia majora in the female. Choice 4. The genital tubercle becomes the penis in the male and the clitoris in the female. Incorrect positioning of the genital tubercle during the fifth week of gestation results in epispadias, a urethral opening on the dorsal surface of the penis. Choice 5. The vitelline duct connects the yolk sac to the midgut and closes during the 7th week of embryonic development. Failure of the duct to close results in a vitelline fistula, characterized by meconium discharge from the umbilicus. That's all for this review about hypospadias. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.